I am ready to go.
Come on. Give it to the new guy.
Dance, Robin.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
That show bores me the heck out. The
Look at you, Justin, connecting the dots.
They've got to cram a lot of really cool stuff into each one.
I like it, the blue bride.
Learning so much right now.
Well, that's my contribution.
Boom. Done.
Hey, boys and girls, and welcome to a very special episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Today, we're going old school with just David, Justin, and myself, Randy, and we're just kind of, we're just chilling. We're talking. We're having a good time and reminiscing about our days on our old podcast we used to do called Hat Trick Folly, where we didn't really talk about news and reviews so much, but we just had a damn good time, and we're going to kind of keep that theme going all night long. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, and a vibrator, because you'll need those D batteries for later, and take a ride with us.
On a bike? Because what do girls on bikes have, Randy?
Sweaty vaginas.
That's right. Google it, guys. Google it.
Girls on bike got sweaty vaginas.
I don't got to edit this thing.
Oh, jeez.
We have seen the end of the Clone Wars on TV.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Well, we've seen the end on Cartoon Network. You know it's coming out. It's going to be on XD.
I'd like to see that, and because of the fact that almost this entire season, the way that they've been structuring their episodes, it's been in like 3 or 4 episode story arcs every time. So they're already kind of pre-structured to be little mini movies. So if they just wanted to make it like a Friday night event kind of thing on XD or whatever channel they air it on, they could totally make that happen. And apparently there's already a whole bunch of episodes or stuff that's already done. So they've got to go forward with it. Plus, they're not 100% done telling the story of leading into episode 3. I don't know. Justin, do you watch it at all?
I read that Ahsoka left the Jedi Order.
Right, and that was how the last season just ended.
And I only read that because we are, you know, Ashley Eckstein supported Geek Legacy, so I wanted to read whatever she had to say about it.
Right.
That was as far as that went. I was like, oh, okay, so she's not gonna die.
Right.
That was my main concern. I was like, oh, is she gonna get killed or whatever? Because it's...
You were nice to us, so I'm gonna pay attention. Yeah. I'm the same way.
She packs up her shit and she's a hobo out in space.
Yeah. She got a little stick and a sack attached to it and everything.
She's like, I know, like, I'm not floating away. I'm on episode 3. It sends two ways. Either me dead or me running away.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the tracks.
But I think the way they did it was actually really pretty cool. But in the process, they totally pussified Ventress, who I respected as being kind of a badass Sith-esque kind of character in the Star Wars universe, who through the animated series totally just lost her female balls.
Well, I think they're just kind of making it, because, like, she got pretty confused at the end of her, like, with obsession and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think they're setting her up for, like, a, like, she just being, like, torn in so many different directions that she's just going to fucking snap and just go ballistic ape shit, I'm hoping.
She's either going to lose it or she's going to totally come to the light side. And I got that impression from the end of that obsession comic, too.
Yeah, I mean, she never makes a comeback again, so, you know. I always keep hoping, like, every time they, like, tease, like, a new character is going to come to one of the Star Wars comics, I'm like, oh, is it going to be, like, an old Ventress? She, like, went to some unknown area, and now she's prospering. She's a fine young woman. I hope it ends well for her.
Fine young woman. I'm surprised that she was never mentioned in episode 2 or 3.
Yeah, I would have thought that she would have got at least like a passing mention in episode 3, but I was kind of surprised at that. I think they wanted to just give all the attention to Grievous.
Yeah, even though Grievous was also pussified by the time episode 3 rolled around.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah.
Fix it in 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, that's what comics and books are for. Because not everybody's going to read that stuff, and at least kids won't. So they can make it cooler.
Yeah.
And that's why, since the comics and the books have done such a good job to lay down all this vast lore of what has happened beyond the movies, I really hope that whatever new Star Wars episodes come out aren't going to contradict any of that. I hope they respect that as canon.
I've been on a pretty big Star Wars comics kick lately.
Oh, yeah? What's
that reading? I'm reading the new Legacy. Cause they
not
they,
the old Legacy.
But... Well, I read all the old Legacies. And then I went back and I was rereading a bunch of the Tales comics that I didn't read.
Those ones are fun.
Yeah, well, the Star Wars Tales ones were cool because it was like five mini comics in one. And so there was always like a badass, like an awesome story, like Vader hunted down Jedi. And there was always like one like funny story, like Palpatine inspecting the Death Star and like, put a handrail on this thing. And
that's funny. Wait, the Legacy comic, that's the one with like that Caden Skywalker, whatever the hell's name was?
Yeah, Legacy, they did a 50-issue run that was Caden Skywalker.
Caden, that's it.
Yeah. And it got pretty, and near the end, it got pretty crazy. Like once it got out that like the Skywalker kid was alive, it got pretty crazy because the Sith are like, oh, we're getting this guy. Like we're going to get him and we're going to torture him and we're going to make him like our bitch. And then like Darth Kyret, your red, not a, I mean, sorry, Darth Talon, the red Twi'lek Sith chick.
Yeah.
She was trying to seduce Cade and like come to the dark side. Oh, and he's like, oh shit, I'm gonna bang this broad. Like he totally like bangs this totally bangs the broad.
But like, doesn't he have like a live-in blue Twi'lek that just like hangs out on a ship or something like that? Though?
Yeah, it's just like an engineer or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They end up kind of together, but this still doesn't stop him from banging the bejesus out of the blue Twi'lek broad. And he gets pretty cool once he like kind of stops being like a whiny, I don't want to be a Skywalker, which comes relatively early. He becomes a pretty big badass. Like at one point, like he's all like fighting like one hand with his lightsaber and like one hand with his blaster. It's so, like he's totally fighting this like Sith. It's like just like unloads in him and. Yeah, so it got pretty cool.
I have the first, I want to say, 8 or 10 books in the series, and I just remembered the first book, he was just all about, he was addicted to death sticks, and he was just total in the slums.
Yeah. Right.
I always play like a burlesque kind of music whenever Darth Talon was on the page. I'm like, yeah. Give me a little tease.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't wearing much to begin with.
I know.
Yeah, she ended up being pretty cool. She was killing Jedi pretty hardcore.
Now I'm wondering why I never got an action figure of her, because they made one.
They made one, yeah.
Yeah.
You're too busy oogling over like the gentle giant statues of her. Like, oh, hello there.
I'm like, ooh, the vagina's almost the right scale.
I see you have tattoos. I have tattoos too.
I know. All I'm saying is if I was a supervillain, I would be the Diddler.
Yeah. There was a Diddler in the Lamentic Chronic comics.
Yeah, I know.
One that the couple that actually got made.
Yeah.
This was used, man. Those are fun comics though.
You know, I saw an episode of the Clerk, I want to say it was a Clerk's cartoon when I was in Flagstaff. I was like at a Ramada Limited or something, and there was nothing on TV except for this Britney Spears concert in Hawaii or the Clerks cartoon.
Yeah, which aired on ABC, or at least three episodes.
The Clerks cartoon was actually pretty good, unless you happen to watch that one. It was like the second or third episode that aired, and it was also consequently the last episode that aired that just summarized the previous two episodes and kept referring back to clips from it. Oh, that was hard to watch.
Leonardo.
How dumb.
Yeah. Well, because they didn't air the pilot.
Oh.
Like, that's how I felt with watching The Walking Dead. Like, I felt like I missed something. Like, all of a sudden, they're like, Rick and the governor are together. Did they set that up in the last episode that I missed? I just felt like I missed an episode or something.
No, the last episode was the one with Rick and Michonne and Carl going back to their hometown.
Right, and getting Morgan.
Huh?
The black dude.
They didn't
get... Well, but they encountered Morgan, I should say.
I thought I missed something when you said they got him. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Gonna have to get another black guy.
Yeah.
That's
getting total Left 4 Dead 2 flashbacks, though, when they ditch that guy with the backpack, and then when they see the backpack on the ground,
yeah,
body, and they go and just pick it up. I was like, that's exactly what I did in the game.
Josh didn't see it coming. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was reading I got to the part in the Walking Dead comic where they encounter Morgan again. But in the comic, he goes with them. And so I was like, what?
They can't have that.
It's so much different. It's pretty cool, though.
An upside and a downside.
People be going to fucking die like every three pages. Like, oh, I like this guy. Oh, he's dead.
So what you're saying is there's action in the comic book.
Oh, yeah. But see, I don't know what you guys are talking about with the show. Like, the show, like, never had action. There's, like, four episodes that had, like, some action. But, like the show's never been about action.
It doesn't have to be. It just needs to be good.
Yeah.
Really? There that aren't. That don't have zombies and don't have shooting every 5 seconds that are good.
I thought the last episode was good. Them all, like, posturing and showing their dicks.
Yeah, that one was fine. I didn't have any problem with this week's episode.
Andrea is my problem.
Well.
Yeah, but everyone hates her now, so it's good. The governor was like, you can bitch. And Rick was like, I thought you had this fucker in check. Go wait outside.
Yeah.
Go out by the car.
Yeah. F her. She's stupid. You know who would be cool to interview would be the kid that plays Joffrey Baratheon.
Oh, shit.
Like, Gleason. Like, everyone hates you.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
like, obviously you're a great actor because you seem like a nice guy, but, like, I just want to punch you in the face.
Seriously.
Like, I scream out dick punch every time I see you on TV.
Like, all I could think is Batman shouldn't have saved you.
Exactly. It's funny he's that little boy, huh?
Yeah. It's like I wish.
Wait,
the Batman,
what?
And the Batman begins. He's the little.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He grows up. He grows up to be Joffrey. I hope bad things happen. Yeah, I was thinking of emailing since Game of Thrones is coming back, like kind of sending out a bunch of emails like we did for Fringe and seeing if we could get a couple of them that would do interviews. I thought that'd be timely and cool.
Yeah.
Definitely if we get Joffrey so we can tell him how much we fucking hate him.
Yeah, especially they're probably done filming now, so.
Yeah. It'd be at the end of the interview, you're like, wow, you seem like a really cool guy. I really feel bad that I hate you so much.
Right.
You obviously are an amazing actor because you are so nice, but on screen, I just want to reach through my television and shake you.
Well, who knows? Maybe he's a dick in real life, too.
Yeah.
And then we could be like, oh, man, so you're not even acting?
Yeah. My daughter is not allowed to date him.
Very bad man.
Did your parents have to sign a form in order for you to have that hooker scene where you make one girl beat the shit out of another girl and possibly insert the wrong end into the other girl?
That's terrible. That's so bad.
Do you remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
What does it say on the permission slip for that scene?
Yeah.
That's okay. We filmed it in Europe. It's all right. No, no. Filmed in international waters.
That was hardcore, man.
Shot it in a barge.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a show mom and she'll sign whatever.
Oh, I know. Like toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah. Like we had scenes with like kids in our like the Skinemax movies. And parents were like, oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, they've seen it. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, you realize we're not going to have them having sex in front of your kids, right? This is like they're in the background of a playground during like a talking scene. There's not going to be any fucking around your kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just want to know that, you know, I'm cool with it.
Wow. All
right. I'll let the director know. So if she decides she wants to be like the worst person in the world, she'll throw them in the bedroom or something like that.
They could be peeking in through the window.
Exactly. What purpose would they serve, ma'am?
They could apply the lube.
Yeah.
Oi. Oh, lube boy.
Got a little bell. I picture more a bell instead of a clap on that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we just got one step closer to hell there.
No, yeah.
Like going awful, to hell.
Awful parents, man.
Yeah. Not us, the parents.
Right. Yeah, not us for thinking about it.
Well, yeah. We thought of it, the parents thought of it too.
Yeah, well.
And the parents were always willing to, like, I'll sign the waiver that cancels mandatory breaks for minors if you increase our pay. I'm like, so you'll sacrifice the well-being of your kid if we pay you more? All right. Let me call Child Protective Services right now.
That's like in Bruno when he's just saying out, like, horrible things and the parents are just saying yes to get their photo taken. Like, you know, what if we just, you know, covered the baby in, like, bees or something? Like, oh, yeah, they're fine with that. Terrible.
Yeah. If your kids are in show business, that means your parents are bad.
Well, not all parents of kids in show business are bad.
I'm pretty sure it's about 99%.
I think some of them are parents that either were in show business themselves or wanted to be, but for whatever reason failed or couldn't or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So they're living vicariously through their kids. Or maybe the kids look better than they do, whatever the situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, they're all living through their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough business.
Little League for drama queens.
Well, I mean, you remember how, like, Drew Barrymore had, like, crazy drug problems and alcohol problems, and she was, like, 12.
Yeah. She took, like, her first hit of cocaine at, like, 9.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
That means that she was around some pretty bad people. Like, who thinks to... Dude, let's give this 9-year-old coke. It'll be awesome!
Let's see what it does!
Who wants to do coke with a 9-year-old?
Dude, I want to do coke off a 9-year-old.
Yeah. There you go.
Fucking Drew Barrymore.
As long as it's sleeping, otherwise it could be weird.
Yeah, you don't want her to wake up.
She'll be passed out from all the booze we gave her.
The roofies.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
You are terrible.
I was up in L.A. over the weekend, and I stopped by this little shop called Whimsic Alley, and it is freaking straight out of Harry Potter.
Hmm.
It's like it's right off of Wilshire. It's like in the middle of kind of just, you know, the dirty heart of L.A. But there's this cute little kind of Harry Potter-themed shop. Now, they also have a bunch of other stuff. They have... a whole bunch of Game of Thrones stuff. They have a whole bunch of Doctor Who stuff, but they had all this themed candy and clothing, like geeky shirts, but also like actual movie replica costumes. But it was really cool, and the people that dressed there were all like in Hogwarts outfits, and I don't know. It was just it caught me so off guard because there was nothing else like that. I could expect seeing that maybe on Hollywood Boulevard over across from the Chinese Theater or something. You know, they have the costume shop over there, and you kind of expect goofy stuff like that. But I wasn't expecting that so far away from there. But it was cool. They had all sorts of like antique potion vials and and it was just like the neatest thing.
This was used.
Yeah.
That's turned funny. Someone to a newt.
I used to have a thing for like decanters and stuff. I
was
like,
yeah, this would exactly.
Be cool for potions.
Yeah.
Were you in LA for the Bloodsucker Jones premiere?
I was, yeah.
How'd that go?
At the Quirkfest Film Festival. It went pretty well. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It got a really good reaction out of everybody that was there. Granted, the majority of the people in the crowd were people that were in it or worked on it or there with people who were in it or worked on it. But there were quite a few strangers as well. It was fairly packed, the place that we were in. And it was the first feature of the day. It was at 10 a.m. It was the Hangover feature. And then they had a program of a bunch of shorts after that. And then they did a couple more features in the evening, concluding with FDR, American Badass. One of the shorts that I saw, and I'm just going to mention one of them just because it was bizarre. And I'm still like singing the song in the back of my mind because it was a music video. And it was called Girls on Bikes. And it's all about how girls on bikes have sweaty vaginas. And... it was kind of like this really bad rap song, but it was just fun, like tip to bass,
and then back in. There's a lyric in there somewhere.
So yeah,
tip to bass till it shoots in your face.
Yeah,
I see it with like a TLC beat in the background.
Oh yeah,
maybe like an En Vogue thing.
33% of that band is dead.
Oh, no. 52% of the Beatles are dead.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, that shit was 50 years ago.
That's it.
I'm just saying, the Beatles have been around for a long time. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Granted, yes, the ones that are dead were in a way taken from us too soon, but...
He was murdered.
Yeah.
Shot.
Yeah.
You know, I had a dream once that I got shot, and I opened up my coat to inspect my wound, and, like, blood just kind of went shooting all down, like, my neck, and it was, like, really warm, and I, like, totally freaked out. I was like, oh, my God. I woke up, too. I was like, oh, my God. I totally thought I just died.
It sounds pretty real.
It was gnarly. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I had this recurring dream when I was a kid that I got shot by Hitler. And I was obsessed with Indiana Jones at the time, of course, and it was right after Last Crusade came out. But I was in a cave, and picture it like the treasure cave in Pirates of the Caribbean. The ride, not the movie. And there's all this cool stuff and gold everywhere, and I'm there, and I'm getting it. And all of a sudden, Hitler comes out, and he's like, you, and he's going to take it for himself. And he just shoots me right in the chest. And I had that dream probably like two or three times, enough to remember it fairly vividly and to really feel like the pain. And that was like the first dream that I ever remember dying in, or like coming close to dying in.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
And it wasn't just a random Nazi, you know, it was Hitler himself.
Well, you know, you're important. He took the time to do his own dirty work.
I guess so.
Yeah. And we're doing.
You know? Did he yell at you first?
No.
Not even a shiza?
I hear he's big into yelling.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because now that I think of it, I was probably playing that first-person shooter, the Castle Wolfenstein, where you actually have to fight Hitler in some level at the end. So it may have kind of derived from that. It was probably right around that same time that I was playing that game as well.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was, because I was playing Tomb Raider this all last week, as you guys know, and I had a horrible nightmare that it was like a combination of Tomb Raider and this movie I watched, and I don't remember what it was called. Something like safety, your safety's not guaranteed or something like that.
Yeah.
And it has time travel in it, and it's a really silly movie, but it ended up being pretty good. But anyway, my dream involved like cannibals, and they were eating people, and there's blood everywhere. But then they got sick and started puking up the flesh that they were eating. And I was forced to watch, and then I got in this time machine, and then I woke up. But it was awful, and I hated every second of it. Those darn video games.
And those impressionable minds.
it was nuts, dude.
Some of those death scenes were freaking intense.
Oh, I know. What'd you think of... Because I sent you guys two, right? The one
the hanging upside down one, and then the getting, like, bisected downhill one.
The pole in the throat up into her head. And she like
yeah, that one, yeah.
Grabs for a second, like trying to breathe and just choking and then dies. Oh my God, that was hardcore.
The Square Enix folk know how to do it right when it's not a Final Fantasy game.
Oh, I know. At first I was shocked and I was like, damn it, now I gotta do it again to show Dave and Randy.
You're like, yes, you do.
That game was pretty cool, man. I dug the crap out of it. And what else is cool is after you beat it, there's like a nice little note from Crystal Dynamics saying, you know, thank you for taking the time to play the game to completion. And I was like, oh, you're welcome.
Wow.
I always thought that was very nice. Not too many games do that after you beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halo That's Reach cool, did though. Something similar. Like, it was like, thank you so much for having some for playing our games and enjoying the Halo universe. It's been our joy to do it over the last like 10 or 12 years or whatever. And we wish you nothing but the best. I'm like, oh, well, how nice of them. Oh. And then you play the level where you can't win.
Thanks. Your helmet gets all cracked. That was terrible.
That's sad. I'm like, I'm sad. I'm shocked, Cotton. Or did you hear that Microsoft games, Xbox games might cost $70?
Yeah. Same station, I think.
What did
they say? I think they said next-gen games altogether.
Oh, really? It was someone from EA, like kind of like had linked, like, oh, well, there's so much more we have to put into the game, so there might be a slight increase, you know. I'm like, what? Yeah. No.
Pass. I am not paying $70 for a video game.
Until it's Metal Gear. And you're like, ah.
Do it. That's just it. Everybody has to say no.
Yeah. Have you seen the live action trailer for God of War?
I don't know. No, I have not.
Yeah, it's like they have like an actual like live, like kind of like how Halo had like a live action trailer. It's actually pretty sad. It's like mom and daughter like all like playing on the ground and stuff like that. And like it's like, oh, it's all happy. And then like there's like lightning, and then you see like this shadow, which is Kratos. And then she starts to walk down. The daughter like runs up to him, and he's like just normal, like he's like dressed like God of War, but he's not like all ashy. And then like as he's like hugging his daughter, and they're like all like snuggling, like she starts to turn to ash. And then like he gets all covered in ash, and he's just sitting there, just like just rage crying, like on the ground on his knees. And you see this like army just like surrounding him, and then like he just opens his eyes, like roar, and then it's it. And then it cuts to the title. It's like God of War, essentially. I'm like, oh, gonna be like that.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I had no idea what it was until the ash started covering him.
Comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can expect that review the next day? He's gonna
watch, I don't know, man.
Marathon through it?
I was hoping that Mr. SK James wanted to tackle that one.
I bet he would.
But I don't know if he's got to do this whole Blizzard thing. I'll definitely be playing God of War Ascension. The demo was pretty cool. It actually had a first look at that Viking show, and I just forgot to check it out. But I definitely knew what you were talking about when you brought it up, Randy.
Yeah.
To look into it.
Yeah, I think you'll get a kick out of it.
It was on my first look before I saw Die Hard. I was talking about the Vikings. I'm like, Gabriel Byrne. I like Gabriel Byrne. He was not Kaiser Sose.
Yeah. He was.
Everyone thought he was Kaiser Sose, but he wasn't.
Yeah. That movie was cool.
It was.
Man, you realize how old that movie is, though? That was like 96 or something.
Yeah. Well, you made Bryan Singer Bryan Singer. Oh. We could put you in Queens on the night of the robbery. Oh, yeah? I live in Queens. Well, you know what else movie? I was watching Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park. I mean, that's 20 years old, isn't it? Like the dinosaur effects in that still look pretty amazing.
I know.
It was Zach Sproul and the dinosaurs, and so I was kind of showing him some clips from it, and I didn't want to traumatize him because he's all into like T-Rexes right now. He's like, "This is my T-Rex dad," and he's like, "Roar!" And I'm like, "Oh, you want to see a T-Rex?" And like I put in Jurassic Park, and he was like, "You're not going to show him Jurassic Park, are you?" I'm like, "Just part of it, just part of it." And so he ended up watching like the whole scene where the T-Rex attacks the cars. And I kept looking at him, thinking he was going to get scared. He was like just totally in love with it. And then, of course, it ends with, you know, him eating Gennaro off the toilet. So of course he thought that was funny. It was tailor made for little kids. Even Luke looked up at that point.
But the thing is, though, watching it out of context like that, by not watching the rest of the movie, he's not attached to any of those characters to feel them in danger for him himself to get scared. I think he's just right now he's rooting for the dinosaur.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he's
totally, he wants it to eat that goat, and he wants it to eat the dude.
Yeah, he was on Team T-Rex the whole time.
Yeah,
and then so he's like, "Oh, I want more T-Rex." And I showed him like the scenes with like the Gallimimus, where they're like running through, and he's like, "I want to see the big dinosaur." And then like T-Rex cams like eats him. He's like T-Rex goes raw. It's just cute to see him all excited because I like dinosaurs. Speaking of which, I need to farm me a Stegosaurus mount, or not, a Triceratops mount, because I saw somebody on one of those giant Triceratops, and they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, though. I don't know if you tried farming them, because everybody's camping spawn points. I know where all the spawn points are. It's just it's hard to get the tag. And then when you get the tag, people taunt it off you and make you lose it, because they'll take it 10 miles away and you gotta chase them. Druids, you can actually taunt off a cliff and just jump, and the fall so far that you'll get out of combat, and then the mob will respawn.
But isn't it like tap to faction, or is that not on the spawns? Just
not on,
like...
on those, no.
So you actually have to get the tap and kill them.
Uh-huh. On those, yeah. They're like Zandalari, whatever the hell. I forget what they're called.
Like Dino something.
Warbringers? No, they're called like Warbringers.
And that's on the Isle of Giants?
No, these ones are all over the place. They're in this one, Jade Forest, and Kunlai, and that Krasarang, or whatever the hell it's called. And then, what's the one where it's, like,
Dreadwaste?
Is that a map? Dreadwaste?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where the Klaxi are.
Okay, yeah, the Klaxi map, and then there's another one in Townlong.
Now, what is the respawn time on them?
It's short. It's, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not so bad.
But they don't always... Obviously, it's a low drop rate.
Right. No, yeah. I figured it would... It wasn't something I was going to like log in. I'm like, oh, look, I got a mount.
Yeah. But you get a red, a crimson-colored one if you get exalted with the Sun River Onslaught. And in 6 days, I got revered. And so now I'll get the double XP or whatever. And that was one day I didn't even do a heroic or scenario, which gives you an extra, 550 if you have the guild perk.
Yeah, I did that the last 2 days. I got the, because I bought my neck, because you get the neck at neutral. And then I've done 2 days of the instance and scenario.
Yeah, it's moving along pretty good. We got to stage 2 for the dailies. Like the progression wise on the.
Mm. How many days are there?
I don't know how many phases there are, but Blizzard said it's going to take your average server like 6 weeks to complete it all.
How many dailies are you doing a day on for them?
I don't know. It feels like a lot.
A lot. Oh, God.
Yeah. And what's the rep? Is it more than 110 or is it 110?
Yeah, it's like 130 or something like that.
Loser.
But, I mean, it'll be double now.
Right. Well, because you're revered, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, in 6 days, that's pretty easy to get to revered. And then that just tells you how many freaking dailies there are.
Right.
Then, you know, I already have upwards of like 150 stupid silver coins again, and I had zero going into it because I had turned them in for the new
Mogu runes. Or...
Yeah, so I got my new runes the day on patch day, and then I'm already back. I'm ready to turn in more on Tuesday tomorrow. So
nice. And so you guys got the first boss down, but not the second one.
Yeah, we were on the cusp of pulling that off, and now my item level's gone up like 10 in the last week, and my DPS is through the roof, man. This is disgusting. On that first boss in that stupid tree instance, the Siege of Niazubo or whatever the hell it's called, I was doing 200k.
Wow.
And the fight was maybe 13 seconds. It went so fast. We had a lust, and the duration of my Beast of Wrath wasn't even completed. So that's a 16-second duration now with my first set.
Yeah, I need to run more instances with you, because all the ones I run, they are fucking just train wrecks.
Yeah.
Because my gear level is 479. I need to get to 480 so I can run the new LFR tomorrow. Or next week, I should say, not tomorrow. I mean, it is tomorrow, but I won't run it tomorrow. So you have to be 480 for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 479. I'm 482 on... Taco Snack. He hasn't even done any LFRs.
It's amazing how that works.
3 weeks in a row, I got the tier helm off of Shop Fear. So I have a helm for all three specs.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so I was pretty excited about that. I'm like, oh, well, I'll bitch when I get a fourth one. I can use three. But, yeah, I had a pretty lackluster LFR because I got every boss I didn't need something on, something dropped, and every boss I needed something on, nothing dropped.
That's always the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid game with dumb loot.
Well, because I got all excited because they increased like the drop rate, and like the first two bosses I did both dropped something, but I didn't need either one. And so I'm like, oh, sweet. Maybe more shit's going to drop, and then nothing else dropped the rest of the week.
Oh.
Or nothing else I could use. I got two more drops, but one was the helm that I could use on a different spec, but I'm racking up them shock crystals.
Yeah.
For like 500 gold in the auction house. So I'm like, oh shit.
Linda's telling me that I'm playing it a lot, and I kind of realize that. But I think it has to just do with the patch. You know, I feel like I got to rush to get my stupid Valor cap and just be ready for the raids and stuff. And it's kind of feeling like a job again, and it's only been a week.
I felt that way about the dailies after just doing them for one day, because there were so many, and I did them on both my tunes back to back. I did the dailies when the patch was released Tuesday night, and I haven't touched them since. I haven't been able to bring myself to do it. It just seems like such a chore, because there were so goddamn many dailies.
Right. Shamo and I have been doing them together, so it goes a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a process. The cool thing is, Sunreavers doesn't have anything remotely like amazing for my alt or anything like that, so I'm just doing it to be exalted and get the mount and have some coinage, so I'll have my tokens for throne.
Was the first boss just an easy kill, or was it?
Yeah, well, we got him on like our third or fourth attempt. It's a coordination thing, but it's not hard.
A couple weeks ago, I was running Jurd through like Dire Maul or something like that because he wanted to get some stored, and he was just happened to be ahead of me and he routed a corner and he was flagged for some reason, and there were two flagged like 65s and he was like 40th time, and so they like totally just like raped him, and then like I come around the corner, I was on my warrior all 90 and decked out, and I just got annihilated him. It felt pretty good. I was like, yeah, go tell your mom.
I hear we have a fun list. What do you got, Dave?
Oh, I do have a fun list. I have a list of 8 movies it's impossible to hate. A list that says 8 movies only a bitter, cynical person could hate. So I think it's made for our group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure at least that all of us are going to hate at least one of these movies.
Oh, it starts off strong in the hate department for me, at least. Now, they're in no particular order. It's just a list of 8 films. Number 1 on the list was last year's Academy Award winning The Artist. Now, I don't know if you guys saw The Artist, but it got a lot
I'd like silent movies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I liked them in 1920s when I wasn't to watch them. This was the most boring waste of my time, and it could only win an Oscar in, like, a total down year because it was poorly done. It wasn't even that good. It wasn't even that good cinematically. It got so much credit for being, you know, black and white and semi-silent, but Sucksville, capital, USA, population, Randy.
Wow.
So you liked it, Randy?
I enjoyed the hell out of it, but I love that time period. I love the 20s. I love silent films. I love classic Hollywood. I enjoy it.
Pull a page out of the Judson Handbook. Hate.
So what's number 2?
Number 2 on the list is this year's best picture, Argo, which, you know, I kind of agree with. You know, it had a very likable cast. It was a very both engaging story, you know, that was interesting to follow, and, you know, it was acted well, so it was kind of a fun film to watch, you know. As fun a film you can watch about Israeli terrorists. Or not Israeli. Islam terrorist. But did you guys see Argo?
I did. Loved it.
Yeah. It's possible to hate, Justin. You should watch it. It's not like The Artist, which sucks. It's like The Artist is like Kubrick's, the second half of a Kubrick film. Argo's like the first half, the good part.
Right. No, I it's on my list. We had every intention of watching it. We just, for whatever reason, didn't.
Spoiler get alert, Ben Affleck is in it.
Number 3 on the list. Almost Famous. Cameron Crowe's love story to Rolling Stone. And
I think it's kind of boring.
Kind of boring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because, you know, it was touted as, you know, this great movie. You know, Cameron Crowe going back to his roots. And, you know, it was Kate Hudson's breakout role. And, yeah, I can't say that I really disliked it. It just was kind of like a meh.
Yeah, I walked away saying I never need to watch it ever again.
Yeah, if it's on, I won't watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 4th film on the list is called Everyone Says I Love You, the 1986 Woody Allen movie. You guys seen this movie?
No.
Randy? Negative. No. Nope.
I don't watch Woody Allen movies because I am not an asshole. Moving on. Number 5 on the list, High Fidelity, the Jack Black, John Cusack movie.
That's not bad.
No, I think that's a... It's kind of like a almost like a grown-up version of John Cusack's 80s movies. Yeah. And, you know, I like John Cusack. I like Jack Black, especially at this time because he's not over-the-top Jack Black. But I would say this movie is a very likable film.
I concur.
Justin, do we got 3-peat there?
Yeah. I said I liked it at the beginning.
3 thumbs up! All right, the next movie on the list is a little film called Garden State with Natalie Portman and Zach Braff. I actually really, really like this movie because I kind of really got burnt out. You know, after Kevin Smith made all his indie movies, everyone started making indie movies, and most of them were terrible and made by Miramax. But this one actually was kind of a – I don't know if it's because I have a soft spot for both Natalie Portman and Zach Braff, but I really thought it was a cute story.
No. I wasn't really into it, but when it ended, I walked away enjoying it. I wouldn't say enjoying it. I would say that it was likable.
You didn't hate it. No, you didn't necessarily enjoy it, but you didn't hate it.
Because it's impossible to hate it, they say.
Like, when she's just staying in the room, and she's like, well, what if I go, just like a weird noise or something? I was like, what a dumb movie. But it ended up... It was just one of those, God damn it, if they don't end up together, this is a complete waste of time.
Right. Like, it's kind of like, that's kind of my feeling about 500 Days of Summer. Like, when they don't end up together at the end, I'm, like, just so dissatisfied with the movie.
Yeah.
And it's got Zooey Deschanel in it. That doesn't help.
Yeah. But
you're...
It ends well, though, in, like, with the whole job interview.
It implies that it ends well. Who knows?
Not me. I, happy ending is, to me, is the same as a happy ending, because I get to think that it's all as well.
See, I just assume that Joseph Gordon-Levitt screws this one up, too.
Oh, that's what he does.
Yeah, it is what he does. What about you, Randy? Did you see it? Garden State?
Garden State, saw it. I enjoyed it. I'm a fan of Natalie Portman, so I'll watch pretty much anything that she's in. Zach Braff, I could take or leave. No big deal.
He was in Scrubs, Randy.
I never watched Scrubs.
No, you didn't? You'd like it.
I'm sure I would, from what I hear. But
it's like live-action Family Guy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't dislike it. It just didn't really appear on my radar as anything great and wonderful worth seeing multiple times. So.
Gotcha.
That gets a meh out of me.
All right. The seventh film on the list is Singing in the Rain. Classic.
I hate singing and I hate the rain.
It's good that you live in near Seattle. You live in Washington. That's probably good for the rain, right?
Yeah.
And the eighth film on the list is a film called Happy Go Lucky. Have you guys seen or heard or know anything about this film?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so. What year was it?
I don't know. Doesn't say. So that's the list.
I'd like to think I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Yes, you are. You're a straight shooter. Now, anything else you think you could put on a list of films that no one could ever really hate?
Back to the Future.
I was going to say Back to the Future. What were you saying, Justin?
Starship Troopers.
I would agree.
I agree with Starship Troopers, but I don't know if everyone else would.
Yeah, I was thinking Back to the Future, Jurassic Park. You know.
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder is a highly likable movie. It kind of loses me in the middle part, but it brings it back strong at the end.
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest is a good one. The first Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, Ocean's 11.
First Matrix. Well, First Matrix confused people. Weren't paying attention.
Yeah, they give you a tutorial in the movie.
I agree. It's gonna follow that. If you truly want the movie going experience, you have to really see a confusing movie with my mother, because. She looks like she's paying attention. She's staring intently at the screen, quietly observing it. But then when it's over, she'll ask you the most obvious question. Like, why are they all wearing black? I don't get it. Like, that's what you took away from the movie, Mom. she never knows if, like, a movie's, like, a part of a sequel or a series of movies. We talked about it the other week. But at the end of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, she sat there furious. He's like, I sat here for 3 hours, and it's not even the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Fun time. So that is the list.
Good
eight
list.
Movies you can't hate, but somehow I think I hate three of them.
I like 8 Mile. Just throwing that out there.
It's got Mekhi Phifer in it. That's good.
Yeah,
he was in ER.
Mm-hmm.
He was. I invested 14 seasons into it and never missed an episode. And so I think just for its longevity's sake, it's probably my favorite show.
I would say Bosom Buddies or Charles in Charge is better.
Ooh, or Saved by the Bell. The college years.
Yeah. Yeah. Or any show where Lyle Alzado was a guest star is better.
That's pretty much every 80s TV show.
Yeah. Before he died.
He made the rent. Before, yeah. All his post-death appearances are lackluster.
Yeah. Very wooden performance.
Yeah.
It's like he's phoning it in.
I didn't like it.
Furniture is a better actor than he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did steroids and died because of it. You should be nicer.
Yeah. Who knew that it kills you?
Who knows that if you can't just take steroids nonstop for 20 years and expect not to have sex.
I just thought you get really angry and rape people.
And hit home runs.
Yeah. or score touchdowns.
He was a defensive player. He killed me. He just ran people over. He was like Romanowski.
No, I'm just saying, like, touchdowns, home runs.
Well, I was trying to beat Randy to the Barry Bonds punch.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, it was in the chamber. Don't pretend.
I like how they win now that he's not on the team anymore. I think that's interesting.
It makes me so happy. Like, I'm grateful that I got to see, you know, the greatest player of all time play baseball on my team.
Wow.
But,
Asterisk. Yeah.
But it's so nice because, you know, when they went to World Series in 2002, it was all, you know, Bonds sucks, Bonds is steroids, everyone hates Bonds. And it was like all the shirts would say, like, they'd have like the whole lineup of the team and it would be like Kent sucks, Aurelius sucks, Lofton sucks. And at the very bottom, it'd be and Bonds swallows. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Your kid's wearing that shirt. But when they won in 2010 and the 2012, it was so nice because there wasn't that like stigma. It was just like this ragtag bunch of like misfits that wasn't supposed to win, like came together and, you know, did what you're supposed to. They played as a team and like they just wouldn't give up. And so because of that, they won. So it's a great something to tell your kid and stuff like that instead of, you know, Barry Bonds did steroids.
I don't get the whole concept. I guess I just don't understand the concept of sportsmanship and what it is to be or what it is to have good sportsmanship, because fans of sports can be terrible people.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't get it. Like, how can you be sitting in your seat and just yelling at the guy in outfield saying, "Yay, yo, you suck. You're a dick."
Right. Well, I think with sports, with like a lot of like geek stuff, like movies and stuff like that, is everyone thinks they know more about sports than anybody else. So like, you know, I like the Giants. And so since I like the Giants and you like the Angels, you know, since I know more about sports and I know baseball better than you, obviously I'm right and you're stupid. So, you know, I'm going to boo your team because you're cheering for your team.
Right. And see, I don't boo your team, though. That's the thing. I have good sportsmanship. I'll even clap if they do a darn good play.
and see, that's where I'm at now. That's where I'm at. I love good baseball. Like, you know, baseball's my game. And, you know, I can watch a game, and if, like, the other team makes, like, an amazing play, like I was at an Angel game and they made a triple play, and I'm like, holy crap, man, that was a great play. So, you know, I'm able to, even though I don't like the Angels, you know, I like the Giants, I'm able to applaud good plays. Or, you know, there are certain players on the Angel, you know, I keep using the Angels because I live right by Angel Stadium. You know, there are players on the Angels that I enjoy watching play because of, you know, for various reasons. And I can applaud them and I can say good job. But, you know, when it push comes to shove, I want the Giants to win.
See, I don't push or shove.
You
do. I give attaboys and I applaud.
When Tony Stewart was racing, you didn't want him just to, like, put everyone on the wall and get first place?
No, not at all. I don't believe... I like competition, but... To me, you're not proving anything by taking the other guy out. I would rather him pass the guy clean than put him in the wall. That's just me.
Well, you're a better man than most sports fans.
Well, I appreciate that. Write it down.
Put it in a book.
Yeah, it can be on my epitaph.
Justin. Was a good sport.
Yes, he was. Hell, he even drank Gatorade.
He excelled at sportsmanship.
Yes. I am a damn fine spectator, and I will applaud anyone.
Right. I mean, and even when I'm voting for my team, you know, I'm not an obnoxious guy about it. Like, I'm not, like my favorite is, like, no matter what sport, whatever sporting event you go, there's always... like one guy by himself who's voting for the other team.
Right.
And whenever the other team does anything good, he's got to make like the biggest scene. And those guys are like the biggest douches. And like
always tall and skinny.
Yeah. And everybody hates them. And they're like, they always start out with like the clapping over the head type thing. And then they got to do like, they got to stand up and like turn around and like, you go like, yeah, like, oh, sweet. You made that play. Awesome job, guy. You know, maybe I will high five you on that. But
yeah.
Of course, they're always on like their eighth beer by the second inning. And
or what about those guys that stab a dude in front of his kid?
Those guys are also bad.
Yeah, there's a special place in hell for those guys.
Yeah. I am probably the most, with the exception of like probably my father and maybe my brother and a few other people, I am very diehard Giants. Like, I bleed orange and black. I wear my Giant hat everywhere. If I ever have to wear anything other than my Giant hat, I feel dirty. I have Giant jerseys. I go to Giant games. Never has it ever crossed my mind to physically harm a fan or a player on another team. And so anyone who harms any other fan or player is not a fan of that team, because they clearly don't love the game. Because if they're willing to hurt someone over something so stupid, then that person is terrible and should be taken out of the gene pool.
Here, here.
Post haste.
Don't be throwing shit at the guy in the bleachers that's like two rows down, because it's not cool.
That's right, because they throw stuff at me and it misses me, it hits the six-year-old in front of me. I had some poor six-year-old in front of me hit with a D battery that someone was throwing at me and my brother.
Yeah, D battery. What the hell?
They got Who even carries D batteries? I mean, what do they
do? People with kids, man, there's a conspiracy out there. Like, every one of my kids' toys takes D batteries. They have toys that aren't even big enough for D batteries, but they got like bulges to accommodate the D batteries. I'm like, why? Yeah. These can't run on triple A's?
That's a lie.
It is.
The only thing that runs on D batteries other than children's toys are ladies' toys. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Don't have to be for the ladies only. Come on, you guys with... Oh, wait, no, just... Never mind. Just...
You're alone on that one.
I do like the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. I have that giant black fist, but it's like attached to like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
And that's electric.
That's a gas powered.
It's a plug-in.
Yeah, it's definitely a plug. It's kind of nice because, you know, it's not too noisy. If it was gas powered, it makes too much noise.
Yeah, you can't use it earlier than like 7 a.m. like the gardeners. Yeah,
and you don't want to use that inside, because then you got to worry about like carbon monoxide poisoning it. You don't want to suffocate and die with that thing still in you. Yeah. That's why you got to tell your buddy where all your porn and nefarious products are. So after you die, they can come to your house and clean it before your parents come. Well, I hope you guys all had fun going down this path we took. Make sure you go to geeklegacy.com and check out all of our great content there, all of our news, reviews, editorials. Make sure you take a listen to all of our podcasts. You know, we have we just recently had a WoW podcast for 5.2. So if you want to keep up on 5.2, listen to Justin's excellent podcast. Make sure you check back for the weekly Pixelated podcast with Stephen James and the bi-monthly podcast, Tyler and Jeff's Comic Book Corner for Geek Legacy. You can find all that on geeklegacy.com under the podcast tab. But make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and go to the website, geeklegacy.com.